Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Small Business. Glad you're here. I'm glad Diana Fishcott Roth is here, too. She's one of our good friends and longtime Brain Trust members, one of the smartest people I know. And she's the Manhattan Institute's director of the website economics21.org. That's economics21.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out, folks. You're going to find some really smart things there written in plain English so that even I can understand them. So, Diana, I want to congratulate you on the good work that you're doing there.
Well, thanks so much. And if your listeners want to go to our website and sign up for our morning e-brief, they'll get the best of the Internet plus original content in their email boxes every morning around 9 o'clock.
All right. And her book is called, one of her books is called Regulating to Disaster, and another one is called Women's Figures, an Illustrated Guide to the Economic Progress of Women in America. Diana, one of the things I want to get your thoughts on is the president is also pushing minimum wage increase, this is another example in the face of income inequality in America. He thinks raising minimum wage, or he's trying to make us think raising minimum wage will help that, but it won't, will it?
It certainly is not going to help low skill individuals get jobs. And already we have a system where at a $7.25 minimum wage, if you have skills under $8 an hour, because employers have to pay Social Security and unemployment insurance and workers' comp, they can't get a job. So President Obama wants to raise that to about $11 an hour. That's just un-American, saying that if you have skills under $11 an hour, you are not allowed to work in America. But that's basically what a high minimum wage equals. There aren't many people who earn minimum wage in the United States. Only 3% of working Americans earn minimum wage.
Most small business owners start their workers out at over more than minimum wage. In fact, we did it.
That's the only way they can get them.
That's
right. Jim, if your radio station wanted to employ you at minimum wage, you'd say, no, I'm going to go to another one.
Well, we even pay our interns minimum wage here. A lot of back when people didn't pay interns anything, we paid minimum wage. We took a poll of small business owners, and there was a time when minimum wage was really small businesses were really against an increase in minimum wage. They're a little more apathetic about it now, Diana, for two reasons. Number one, they're already paying their people more than minimum wage. Number two, we have technology options these days. We can choose technology over another person. We can buy a kiosk or some device or an app in the cloud that will help us, if not replace an employee, at least put off hiring an employee.
That's right. And so the employers are going to do fine, but those teens are the 20% unemployment rate. They're the ones who won't do fine. Or the African-American teens who have a 30% unemployment rate. They're the ones who won't be able to get their foot on the first rung of the career ladder.
How long will politicians be able to get away with using these old, tired political footballs like minimum wage, like the war on women, those kinds of things? How long will they be able to get away with these canards?
Until we vote them out of office, let me tell you. They will just keep saying it. They even say women are paid 77 cents on the dollar, even though they know it's not true. They say it to get votes. And if it stops getting votes, if people wise up, then they're going to stop saying it. You know, even President Obama, last December, he said inequality was the defining challenge of our time. Well, people fought back on that, and he's not saying that anymore. Now he said last week that climate change was the defining challenge, but even smarter, in May, he said mobility is the defining challenge. And I think he's right about that. It's whether you can get that first job, move on to the second and the third, and work your way up. And it's more difficult to do that with a $10 or a $15 an hour minimum wage, because you cannot get that first job.
Right. Diana, last thoughts. I got about a minute left. What are your general thoughts about how things are going right now as an economist?
I'm very troubled that the economy is just going along at 2% growth with no signs of an increase, and that people are continuously dropping out of the labor force, with the labor force participation rate last month, you know, the lowest it's been in many, many decades. So we need to take a serious look at the economy and at people's needs for jobs and for higher income and think how to increase us to 4% growth.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the way to get to 4% is you've got to unleash the power of the marketplace. And right now, that's being held back by policies out of Washington, I think. What do you think?
Definitely, and we need to unleash the power of more businesses, and people need to read your book, Jim, to know how to do that.
Well said. That's the smartest thing you said all day. Thank you, Diana, for being here. Diana Furscott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen, economics21.org. I told you we'd get smarter when Diana joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but after these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.